There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you been thinking of becoming a Saints Happy Hour patron? We have an offer you can't refuse. Sign up, and if you don't think Saints Happy Hour is the best daily Saints podcast and you aren't having a blast chatting on our private Discord channel with other Saints fans, we will refund your money. No questions asked. If you sign up at the $10 level, you can even keep our Boost Bundle welcome gift after the refund. You have absolutely nothing to lose, so go to saintshappyhour.com and sign up today.
All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of Saints Happy Hour Podcast. Thanks for joining us. It's that time again where we have a mailbag filled with patron questions. Remember to, if you're a patron and you're listening to this, send us your questions. If we don't use them on the main show, the live stream, we'll use them on the mailbag. We love the questions that people send, like Saints Rabbit and Bruce and Aldi Mourinho. But anybody can send us a question. We use them all. Thomas loves them. It's the off season. Get weird. Ask us crazy questions. We'll answer them. So I got Kevin with me. I got Dave with me. I got Thomas running the show back in Poland. All right, Thomas, let's get right to it. Let's get to the mailbag. Let's get to the first question.
All right, first question from Saints Rabbit. He asks, if Goodell died or retired tomorrow, who would you be grateful to see as a new NFL commissioner? And you can't say me.
I don't care who the NFL commissioner was. I really don't care. I will say, Goodell dying or retiring, we will dance on his grave. Like, he gets no quarter from Saints fans, and I don't want to hear the Jeff Duncans of the world. Oh, he helped save the Saints. He helped keeping him in New Orleans. No, he didn't.
We will throw flags on his grave.
No,
Paul Tagliabue.
Tagliabue told Goodell the Saints aren't moving after Katrina. Make sure they stay in New Orleans. If Tagliabue had said they're moving to San Antonio, Goodell would have packed up the boxes. So, like, Goodell gets no credit for me.
And then who was the other guy, the local guy? It was like the councilman?
Philco. No, Philco.
Wasn't Arnie Philco?
No, Philco was still with the Saints then after Katrina. He was still with the Saints, yeah. I forget. But, I mean, the point is Goodell gets no credit from me for that.
Yeah.
The one commission I would like, even though he's old, like Paul Tagliabue. Like, he's awesome. Like, if you want to give somebody that deserves a statue and full credit, Tagliabue, he is the guy who made sure the Saints stayed in New Orleans. Maybe it was for PR reasons after Katrina. Maybe the NFL didn't want to look bad. Whatever the reason was, Paul Tagliabue was like, you're not moving to San Antonio, Benson. Like, forget about that. We're not taking that PR hit for you, buddy. Get back to New Orleans. Get the dome renovated. So I would be grateful if they let Paul Tagliabue, if like Goodell would die tomorrow, let Paul Tagliabue like be interim commissioner. That would make me happy. Anybody else have any thoughts on that?
Well, Dave is either frozen or in a severe...
Oh, sorry, I was muted. Are you thinking of Doug Thornton or...
Oh, yeah, Doug Thornton. That might be it, Doug Thornton. That might be who he is.
As far as, like, keeping the Saints in New Orleans?
Yeah.
First of all, I agree. Like, Paul, like, if I had my druthers, like, if we can have Paul Tagliabue back, that would be my number one answer. I have somebody that's I think he's never been related to football, but he's related to sports and owning a team. Although I think he's trying to get out of it. But like somebody like Mark Cuban, I think would be cool. Like he'd be like a Mark cool Cuban commissioner. Somebody like that, I think would be interesting.
Yeah, it's a good question, Saints Rabbit. Thomas, what's next?
All right, next question from Saints Rabbit also. He asks, if the four of you were a detective show, who is the detective, the consultant, the informant, and the criminal? And you can change the criminal for whoever you like, by the way.
So I answered this on in the group.
Yeah, why do you do that, man?
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, you're spoiling everything.
Well, I mean, how many people on the Discord actually go into that particular Discord channel and look at my answers and all that stuff? And
not plus, me.
That's why they ask them.
Well, this helps me to remember. So I had that written down. So
get it down in your notes app, man.
So the detective is either
Evernote.
The detective is either Dave or Juge.
Yeah, fuck Evernote, man.
The detective is either Dave or Juge. The consultant is either Juge or myself. The informant is Ralph.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And the criminal is either me or Dave.
Yeah, it's I think Dave.
I feel like I would be the detective.
Yeah, the junior guy, man.
Well, I've got the lawyer. Well, that. Thank you. But I just have a lawyer back. You know, my mother was.
Yeah,
a lawyer.
But you're Italian. You're from
lawyer.
New York.
I mean
you're
what
a lawyer.
Lawyer? That's, come on, the juge.
Lawyer and detective. Law and order. Law and order. That's
okay. So then if we're going with Dave as the detective, Juge has to be the consultant. That makes me the criminal. So
yeah,
there we go.
If
we did,
I'm the criminal. Just look at his photos, man.
If we did True Detective
from vacation.
If we did True Detective season 4,
he's the serial killer.
I kept watching after season 2. Season 1 was great. Season 2 was meh, and then I stopped.
How would we pair up if we did True Detective season 2?
I don't think anybody would watch True Detective season 4. I think that'd be
if we paired up, it would have to be like me and Dave and Kevin and Andrew. Like, I don't think me and Kevin could be True Detective season 4. It'd be too much. It'd be too much insanity. Like, we need to balance it out.
Yeah. So wait. So you and Dave? No. I think it has to be you and Juge. I think it has to be you and Juge, and then me and Dave.
Me and Juge would solve old Saints crimes from 1974.
Look, I don't know. You're the one who brought it up. I'm just trying to answer a question.
Yeah. No. True Detective season 3 sucks. Final answer. So Thomas, what's next?
All right, next question from Bruce HC. Which QB had the quicker release? Drew in that last game against the 49ers or Jimmy Garoppolo out of Vegas?
This is a great question. Kevin, I gotta say, If I was a Raider fan, I would be completely and utterly frustrated and hopeless. In this sense, is like you fired Josh McDaniels and your interim coach was just good enough to make sure you couldn't get in the top 3 of the draft in a year where they have 3 quarterbacks that if you got any of them, you would feel at least great about your team's future for a little bit. So the Raiders, and I don't think Antonio Pierce is going to be that good of a coach. Like, they did everything wrong. At least like the Saints, that we went 9-8 and we're like, we couldn't possibly make the playoffs and like the NFC sucks, so there's future. Like, man, if you're in the AFC and you don't have a quarterback, you are so screwed. But Jimmy G going to the Raiders and just being injured from the start, like he got injured and they had to like redo his contract because they found out that he like failed the physical or some shit. Like, I mean, people give the Saints crap for signing Derek Carr, but the Raiders signing Jimmy G was pretty atrocious and abominable, I would say, as far as like off-season quarterback decisions.
Oh, I didn't know you were asking that as a. I didn't know you were asking that as a question. I thought you were just making a general.
He was.
Statement.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of a little bit of both.
Classic Ralph.
I don't know. I feel like I don't know. Would you? I would rather have Jimmy G over Derek Carr. Would you not rather have Jimmy G over Derek Carr?
Well, what is the objective? If the objective is to be terrible and get everybody fired and hit the reset button, then Jimmy G is the answer. If you want to win, if you actually want to win games, I think Derek Carr is the better choice.
Or just not even win games, but just like has a better ceiling as far as the future being a franchise quarterback. Now, you really hate Jimmy G that bad, huh?
Yeah, well, Jimmy G, one, he's really good looking, so that's reason enough to hate him. He's really good looking, so that's reason enough to hate him. But he's hurt all the time. Like, he's hurt. He was, even when he was good in San Francisco, he's hurt all the time. Like, Jimmy G is not going to be a franchise quarterback because you have to be available to be a franchise quarterback.
Okay, I'm looking at
your greatest. Your greatest ability is your availability.
I'm looking at the stats here. Record as a starter, Jimmy G has the advantage there. He's 43-20. Carr is 72-87. Ooh. Completion percentage, Garoppolo 67.4. Carr, that's about 2.5 points higher than Carr. Carr more than doubles Garoppolo's total passing yards per attempt. Yeah, 8.2 for Garoppolo, 7.1 for Carr. Yards per game, though, Carr has a distinct advantage, 245.9 to 191.3. Quarterback rating, 97.6 for Jimmy Garoppolo, 92.3 for Derek Carr.
Really? Jimmy G has a better quarterback rating?
Yeah. I mean,
Jimmy G was really, really good in that San Francisco offense.
Huh.
You know? Yeah. And, like, well, the thing is, people forget
now. Was that
Clint
Kubiak's offense?
Yeah. Like, it was.
I guess he just has, like, classic game manager vibes because he's only throwing for 191.3.
People forget, like, Trey Lance was terrible for San Francisco and got hurt. They went back to Jimmy G last year, I mean, 2022, and they were winning, and it was fine. And then Jimmy G got hurt, and they went to Purdy, and they've been playing Purdy the rest of the way. But, like, Jimmy G was always good in that San Francisco offense. The problem with Jimmy G is he couldn't stay healthy. He couldn't stay healthy. Like, he's hurt all the freaking time. And, like, it is hilarious that, like, the Raiders gave him, like, $30 million guaranteed, and he's out of there already. But I hate him because he's really, really good looking. Thomas, what's next?
All right, next question. Ali Marino. You get to kick any hated NFL player in the family jewels and get a head start in your escape. But once they recover, they will try to hunt you down for only 1 hour. Who are you taking down? Can you outrun them, Ralphie? You know.
Oh, that's tough.
Are you crazy enough to go after a defensive end or linebacker?
This is a great question. I gotta think.
Yeah, about that's what I was gonna say. Is like, I think the easy answer here is like, who's like the best offensive lineman we've ever faced, or like in the division, or the best like inside defensive tack, like
Maybe Brandon Browner.
Is it now too? Can I kick Warren Sapp in the nuts now?
I can't.
He's like 50 something.
Steve Smith dominated the Saints, and I would love to kick
He'll catch
him
your ass.
But he will beat me till I'm dead. Yeah, like there's no way.
Yeah, same thing like Roddy White. You can't do that.
I feel like I
somebody
hate
big like Vita Vea.
Here's the thing. Like I hate Joe Montana. From my youth, could I kick Joe Montana in the balls now? And then, like, I feel like Joe Montana is really old and he has, like, arthritis and his body's falling apart. Like, I feel like I might have a shot to outrun him.
And it has to be a coach, right? Or it has to be a player, I mean.
Has to be a player, but he didn't say current.
I was going to say Vinovich. Like, I would kick. Can I kick Vinovich in the balls? I could get away from Vinovich.
See, I'm going Joe Montana. Yeah, Joe Montana. Final answer. Because I feel like he's old. He's got football injuries, probably.
Like who's a big slow lineman for the Falcons or the Bucks or the Panthers? Like that's been like for a career. That's had a career.
Yeah, Warren Sapp.
Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking like Warren Sapp or.
I'm trying to think of like who's the lineman for the Atlanta that just Chuck Smith. He played for years and years and years. See, Joe Montana is He's 67. I think I could kick him in the, I think I could kick him in the nuts and get away from him.
No, he's not. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's totally. His knees are totally messed up. Totally he can't run.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my final aim. Kevin, who are you going with?
You know what? I'll Dion.
Sneaky. What? He's going to what?
No, sneaky great answer.
His feet are a mess.
His feet are a mess. Yeah, like he right. almost he had he's got the diabetes, I think, or something. And
his
like,
feet are a mess.
He almost had to have like one of them amputated. Like his feet and like he literally Dave, when he was coaching at Jackson State, he would ride around on a golf cart. Mm. Like during the game. Like one of those not a golf cart. What do you call those things that you get at Walmart? Like a little scooter?
Scooter? Yeah.
Yeah, like he was in the scooter. So like I feel like if Kevin can outrun the scooter, he can outrun Dion. That's a great answer.
Now, wait a minute. I was told, I asked for clarification on this. I was told we could not get motorized conveyance. So I'm under the impression that the player cannot get motorized conveyance, that they have to track you down on foot too.
Yeah. See, I think you're golden there. I think that's a better answer than mine with Joe Montana.
Gerald McCoy, do you think I can Gerald McCoy?
See, I don't know. It's like what kind of shape is he in now, though?
See, that's what I'm thinking.
He had a lot of knee problems, though.
That's exactly.
That's like what would end. He's only 36, though, Dave.
Yeah, but he had lots of knee problems.
But it's an old 36. That's See, Dave. It's a risky choice.
I'm like, listening.
Do you hate Gerald McCoy enough to want, like, I would love to kick Joe Montana in the balls. Like, that, like, my entire childhood from the 80s to the 90s is just Joe Montana tormenting the freaking Saints. And I went to all those games and it was terrible. So I would enjoy it. So the risk and the reward is very, very good. Gerald McCoy, like, is it worth it? Because if he catches you, he will beat your ass.
Well, so now here's my question. Well, I'm tempted to change my answer to Adrian Peterson.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then but here's the kicker. I ain't running.
He's gonna belt your ass.
I ain't running.
Oh yeah.
I'm just not. Like, okay, like you can sit there waiting for an hour, but I'm going to dog you.
And we give Kevin a belt.
Every minute of that hour, calling you every name in the book I can for somebody that abuses their kid. Like, you are just going to get browbeat. And listen, you may get up and pound me, but brother, you're going to hear it. You're going to hear it. And I'll get at least one or two on you.
I like that choice. This is a great question, Aldo Mourinho. Great question.
Kevin's going to DDT him.
Yeah, I feel that's a great one.
I don't know, man. It's just like that's like that line for me. That's like that thing. Or at least a suplex. I've said this before on the main show. It's like everybody has a line somewhere, and it's like just with me, like that's it. It's just like you hurt kids.
I feel like Dion, Joe Montana, Gerald McCoy. I feel like Gerald McCoy is like a minus 250 favorite to catch Dave and beat his ass. Dion's not catching Kevin. And I feel like Joe Montana, there's a very high unlikelihood that he's catching me because he's 67 and I can limp away from his ass. But Dave, you're in a world of trouble. I think, Jeremy, that's risky. Like you, it's very risky, very risky. So I love these questions. The funny thing is, Thomas always asks me for the thumbnail. I should do mailbag, kick Joe Montana in the nuts. And just like a graphic of Joe Montana. Maybe that'll be it, Thomas. But thanks, everybody, for the mailbag, for supporting the show. And remember, we still have the 400 patron challenge. If we get to 400 patrons, I will drink two shots instead of one on the show when we reach the donation level. So you should do it. So thanks to Dave. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Ant. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Kevin. Thanks to Thomas for running the show back in Poland. See, I'm so drunk and confused that I forget who's here. But thanks to everybody for listening. And until next time, the bar is closed.